The next question addressed in the think tank was a familiar issue that's been the subject of controversy for the last few years, specifically whether to continue a biologic therapy on disease progression and switch chemotherapeutic regimens. For many years, this has been a common practice as it relates to the use of trastuzumab in metastatic disease, and Dr. George Sledge addressed the same question as it relates to bevacizumab.
This is the new world of angiogenesis, which is strange yet familiar. And those of you who live through the Herceptin arguments over duration of Herceptin will hear exactly the same arguments going on now over Avastin. And I think, unfortunately, if we're not more intelligent about the development of this drug, we're going to find the same fast food in the distance. So what are the issues regarding bevacizumab extension? First, safety of prolonged exposure to bevacizumab. Second, response to second-line combination therapy with bevacizumab. Third, issues surrounding resistance to anti-angiogenic therapy. And then finally, cost of therapy. And to go through these, of course, you have already heard about E2100 from Kathy, and you've already heard about it from multiple other speakers in the last year. I guess an important issue here, of course, is that in E2100, there was no crossover, so that we have no data on second-line bevacizumab and chemotherapy. And I mean absolutely zero data from this trial, and never will. Undoubtedly, there are patients who crossed over, but ECOG and the intergroup does not capture that data, so we simply won't know. If we look at what's certainly the most important primary result of this trial, progression-free survival, a couple of interesting things probably worth mentioning. First, in terms of duration of therapy, we in fact have a fairly substantial percentage of patients, probably somewhere in the range of 15 to 20% of patients, who have been receiving bevacizumab for a year and a half or more. And certainly from a toxicity standpoint, one thing that we can say with fair certainty is that you can take bevacizumab for quite a long time with very minimal toxicity. And I don't think that is going to change at all over time. Now, how about the second line data? Again, Kathy has already shown you data from the trial of capecitabine versus capecitabine plus bevacizumab. This trial actually allowed optional continuation of bevacizumab for patients on the capecitabine plus bevacizumab arm. And the results, of course, are well known to you. Response rate went up by about 10%, whether or not it was an independent review or the investigator. No difference whatsoever in terms of progression-free survival, and no difference whatsoever in terms of overall survival.